Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Brian, I can think of no better place for the Democratic Party to be having this big old party than the United Center, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many championships do the Bulls have?
All of them.
All of them.
Like six and 8 years, or they would have had more.
Many.
They had to get the MVP out by playing baseball. There's a lot of reasons why he may have played baseball for gambling reasons, but he was really good enough that they almost won even when he was gone. So
yeah, the United Center, absolutely a house of champions. I certainly remember the Bulls era, if I can wax.
Yeah, please.
I hated the Bulls. I had a poster of Sidney Moncrief and then the Detroit Pistons up in my bedroom because just anybody but the Bulls was effectively my approach back then.
I lived in Boston. I went to the Celtics rookie training camp for a number of years. Like, I got to meet Reggie Miller before he died. I got to meet, like, obviously before he died. But that was D. Brown's rookie season. Rick Fox still played for the Celtics. Like, that's
fine, Rick Fox.
Yes.
I mean,
he moved to L.A. for a good reason.
Yeah, that man is a good-looking man.
Yes, yes. But then I moved to Detroit, and that's when I became a, you know, ancillary Pistons fan, but and whatever, but
ancillaries are all right. The Pistons were fun to watch.
I want them to lose type of respect for the Bulls, but kind of wanted them to win everything, which they did. They had best record in NBA for a while.
So. Yes, indeed. Back in the old Phil Jackson days. In any case, it is a house of champions. Feels only fitting. Also, the return of this convention to Chicago, I think, has some special significance.
Last one didn't work out so well.
No, and I think, you know, a successful convention here for the Democratic Party is really critical and bringing people together. One of the things that I will remind people of often is they'll pick some particular plank of a platform of a candidate, for example, of whatever the final platform of the Harris-Walz campaign is. And they'll say, well, I don't agree with that. And they'll go after it. And I say, well, that's great. You know what? The Democratic Party is a big tent party.
Gigantic.
We actually encourage vigorous debate amongst folks that are part of this grand coalition. That is part of what this party has always stood for. That makes ideas better, right? It is not the MAGA cult where it's one set of beliefs and that is whatever the orange Cheeto says or you get booted out of the party. I just don't think that that's good for democracy, small d. I don't think it's good for Wisconsin. I don't think it's good for America. I think Democrats debating amongst themselves about some of the most serious issues of our time is, all else being equal, a really good thing. The second thing that I like to remind people about that is put on your big kid pants.
Yeah.
There's no perfect candidate. There's no perfect platform. You're never going to get everything on your wish list. Did Santa Claus ever bring you everything on your gift list? That's not how this works.
Well, I mean, some of the candidates on the right have had that happen for them for their entire lives, which is probably why they assume it's going to happen again and again and again. But yeah,
fair point, friend. Fair point.
What's cool about this is, like, at the RNC you go by and you pretty much know exactly what anybody you talk to is going to say on any given subject about anything. You go around up and down here, we can just grab any random media personality or someone with an opinion on a show, put them on here, and let's debate about something. There's an open conversation here, but it's also under the air. It's like it's a large family, you know, where you may not like Uncle Stu, but if you come at Uncle Stu, I'm going to come after you.
Yeah, and I think, again, that idea of...
Love you, Uncle Stu.
Big family, different opinions, that those differences are welcome, but that in this moment, the gravity of this moment requires us to continue to have those big debates over some of the most critical issues facing this country and the world. Continue to have those debates, but understand the big picture here and that we've got to come together to make sure that one of the most dangerous men, both from the Project of Peace perspective in this world, from a human rights perspective, and from, hey, do we have policies that help support the middle class, that one of the most dangerous men in modern American history has to be kept out of the White House at all costs. I get frustrated when people seem to lose the thread of that fundamental, central idea. That's what we're here to focus on. That's what we're here to celebrate. And I'm certainly feeling very privileged to be in the room. To date, today, what I've seen are those important discussions happening, but an overwhelming sense of unity and energy surrounding the Harris-Walz ticket.
I have some breaking news from word on the street. The Wiener Circle up in Lincoln Park area. I used to work on either side of that place. I used to work next to it and then just south of it at a 4 o'clock
bar. But if I know what this headline is, Brian, folks, you're not going to want to miss. This is very critical
breaking
news. Very critical
breaking news. Word on the street. So Wiener Circle puts up on its marquee a different cool phrase. So the cool phrase now is now serving Trump footlongs. It's a hot dog place. So now serving Trump footlongs, it's 3 inches.
A little highbrow humor here on the Maggie Don Show.
Just bringing it to you.
Listen, we all need a little levity from time to time because the moment is indeed serious. I can't wait for my next guest, Brian.
I'm happy to meet him in person.
So nice. His name is Morris Pearl, folks. He's one of those millionaires that we talk about, and his perspective is we got to do better for wage workers. We got to do better for the middle class, and the rich should have the crap taxed out of them because that's actually better for the economy. There's no such thing as trickle-down economics. It is only and ever trickling up. We work hard so that corporations and their shareholders and the richest people in America can line their pockets. No, we work hard so that we can support our families and make sure that our children can do better than we have, and that's going to require taxing the rich and the United States' most profitable corporations more. We got to roll back those 2017 handouts to billionaires, millionaires, and corporations that Donald Trump put into place back. If you vote on one thing and one thing only, and it's your pocketbook, there actually is no choice this November. We'll talk all about it with Morris Pearl. Coming up here on the Maggie Don Show, I'm Maggie Don. He's Brian Kelly. Don't go anywhere, folks. Civic Media's special live coverage from the DNC in Chicago continues live from the United Center. Your news, weather, and sports are up next, and then Brian and I will be back with Morris. Stay tuned.